It's fun, it's a show, and it's also a show.
The Fun Show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell.
All your pranks belong to us.
That was the intro for the
Bone Fun Prank Show this evening. That's right, we're all here, folks.
It's Stacy.
I'm Rob Brad. I think there's a delay, so we're going to talk over each other all night.
Really?
Maybe.
It's because we're all on different operating systems. RTH, sporting the OSX.
Well, I'm Stacy, and I'm a Linux.
I'm RBCP, and I'm a PC.
Oh my god, is Chris Eller back on the line?
Oh my god.
Hi, Chris.
It's C-Bucks.
What's up, dude, with all the great ideas?
Yeah, Brad's going to play music in the background during the whole show, just like on the phone show.
Just to piss you off.
I'm going to be chewing.
Yay. Rob, do you think the person that you've been bothering is listening right now?
I hope so.
Which person?
I bothered a lot of people this week.
Yes, you sure have.
I bothered at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 people this week.
Oh, that's my boy.
It's good to have goals. That's crazy.
So what have you guys been up to?
I haven't been up too much. I got back from DEF CON to find my entire apartment overrun by roaches, so I've been killing each one by one.
What should call your landlord?
And I'm almost done.
Let's call your landlord.
Actually, I think the lady upstairs was building robots or something, because there was some crashing and banging noises. It sounded like her refrigerator was falling on top of her repeatedly.
Killer robots?
Hello,
probably.
Can you hear the back of a plane behind me?
The back of the what?
The lack of a plane behind me.
I hear things in your background, Trevor.
But they're sexy things.
They're quiet things for me. I don't hear anything.
It's just moderate static.
You have bad hearing, Roxy.
Yeah, I do.
That's good.
I'm old. I'm incredibly old.
Trevor, are you in Tennessee?
No, I'm not.
You're somewhere south, though, aren't you?
I moved from New York to West Virginia.
We were going to have you do an impression of a Mexican lady in Tennessee.
I could do that.
Okay, go.
Hello, Mr. Whoever. My name is Consuela.
Yeah, I think
that's
that,
pretty
I think,
good. How did you know you could do that?
I think that was her.
The Mexican maids at the hotel.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, by the way, Roxy, you should give a shout out to your stalker from IRC.
Oh, yes. EF or F Cinnable, whatever. He named it after an old computer command or some shit. Not as cool as sudo or altop.
That's
but,
some straight up hacker shit, Roxy.
Huh?
That's straight up hacker shit right there.
Yeah, that's fucking hacker shit right there. Anyway, hi. I'm talking to you.
Tell him he completes you.
He does not complete me.
Liar.
Selfish cow.
By the way, Roxy, I'm very excited to see you in San Diego.
I don't know if that's going to happen. I just
Shut
found
up.
Out
yes, it is.
I got the job. I work Friday nights till 12:40 a.m., so it's pretty unlikely they'll be able to go to any conventions on the weekend.
That's a very specific ending time for your job, 12:40
a.m. I know, it's 3:40 p.m. to 12:40 a.m. It's the weirdest fucking schedule in the world.
I guess 3:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. was already filled, it sounds like, or whatever, so that's really
interesting. I don't know. It's a training class. I don't know why they start at
3:40. That's a long-ass training class.
Is cool. Training class is cool. That's 4 weeks of pay. I mean,
it's
right there.
6 weeks long, which
and
is insane.
Weeks, okay, fine. It's and, 6 weeks of pay.
It's 6 weeks of less pay. I get paid more after training. I don't understand what could possibly take 6 weeks to explain to us.
Yeah, is this your phone sex job?
Tech support. Look, enough about me. Rob had some material for us tonight, believe it or not. Some hilarious fucking shit.
Really? You go.
Alright. This is a little Twitter twatter complainer. He tweeted, "I want to thank at Dish Network for horrible customer service, stress, and aggravation they gave me when I had frequent issues. I love my DirecTV."
Why would he thank them for that?
I think he was being ironic.
Ironic.
I still love RBCP's Twitter complainer that was, like, booted off their service because they complained or got thrown out of the restaurant or some shit.
Well, anyway, I gave this guy a call. Actually, first I called his friend because apparently the number I had for him was wrong. But the friend was like, "Oh, yeah, that's not me, but do you want his number?" And just gave it to me without even asking who I was. What a nice friend.
What a great friend.
Okay, so here we go.
It's Dan.
I'm Roy with Dish Network. We were notified that you had some problems and I wanted to clear things up.
Well, the biggest problem that I encountered was, you know, there was a problem.
Sir, if you could hurry this up, I'll go ahead and get this written down for you. What was the problem?
Okay, there was a problem with the receiver itself.
Okay, can you explain the problem?
Well, it wasn't feeding TV2.
It's not a popcorn maker. It doesn't feed anything. What exactly was the problem? Can you articulate it a little clearer?
There was no signal going to TV2.
You had two TVs hooked up? Were you paying for the dual service, sir?
First off, I don't know what's being paid for because it's not my account. Unfortunately, my mother asked me to call.
Calm yourself. Was your mother trying to steal service from us?
No, I'm not going to goddamn calm myself.
There's no reason to yell. Calm yourself down and please tell me if your mother was trying to steal service from us.
That is because every time I talk to somebody with your company, my blood pressure goes through the roof. That's why I don't use your company personally.
If you're having problems with your blood pressure, I advise that you see your doctor. But if your mother is stealing television from Dish Network, then we're going to have a problem.
God damn you, listen to me.
Sir,
No, listen, fucker. You're going to listen to what I got to say.
I hear you screaming, so you're very loud.
Thank you. I know you can hear me. Now, it's one of these dual tuners.
Sir, I know what a dual tuner is. I work for Dish Network. You don't have to try and explain the mechanics of it to me.
No shit. But you were sitting there asking me, and I'm like, well, how does this guy even know? So anyway, here I am, being told by my mother, who doesn't like calling you people because y'all stress her out every time.
Sir, it sounds like...
I'm not talking to going with DirecTV, by the way.
Sir, it sounds like a lot of things stress you out.
I never have any problems that I have when I call, because they're always helpful.
Sir, we're very helpful at Dish Network. Sir, we're very helpful at Dish Network. I don't think there's any reason to say bad things about us.
Listen, you kind of want to know what my problem was, so apparently there's a problem.
Well, you said that your problem is blood pressure.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be calling me, because I wouldn't have had a problem. Now, all of a sudden, the programming just goes out on TV2.
Of course, sir. If your mother was only paying for one television to be on our network, then we're going to turn it off on our second one. You need to stop stealing from Dish Network.
She's paying for four TVs, so don't even start that crap.
If she's paying for four TVs, then
right
you would have four
last
boxes.
Week. You know what? Quit interrupting me! God damn you, quit interrupting me! You son of a bitch! First off, I want your name before I go any further with this conversation.
My name is Roy, sir. Would you like my
Thank
badge number?
I just wanted your name. I want to know who I'm talking to.
My name is Roy.
Thank you, Roy. Interrupt me one more time.
Sir, I haven't yelled at you at all. You're the only one yelling.
You're interrupting me when I'm trying to talk. That's why I'm yelling.
Sir, I'm only interrupting you when you're saying stupid things.
I only have that badge number, after all.
It's 515-10.
Okay.
Sir, if you want to take a moment to breathe, it sounds like you've been running up and down stairs very heavily. If you want to take a moment to breathe,
you know what? I was perfectly calm until you asked me a question. I've got to answer it. Then you start interrupting me, and now you're telling me what I'm saying is stupid.
Well, sir, what you're saying is stupid.
Don't fornicate yourself, pal. Now, you want to know what the problem is or not?
Absolutely, sir.
Because if you don't, I'm going to disconnect this call. If you do, I'll be happy to try to explain it to you.
I would very much like to hear what the problem was. Please explain it to me.
Okay. Programming on TV2 just went to the little salt and pepper dance. There was no feed coming out of the box at all. It didn't give the little Dish Network thing or nothing. I called customer service on behalf of my mother. This person that I first talked to talks me through all kinds of stuff to do to try to fix the problem. None of these steps work.
Is that because you're incompetent?
Why don't you go fuck your goddamn self?
Very nice, Rob.
Okay, he didn't like it when I called him incompetent.
You know what I found kind of amusing? This entire time he was yelling at you, and then he says something like, oh, I'll be happy to tell you. He doesn't sound very happy, does he? Sounds like he's flipping out.
Do you guys want me to play the call that he made to me when he wanted to find out how I got his number?
Wait, so that's the guy that called me?
Yes, please.
His wife called me today?
No, that was the Twitter complainer.
Yes, go ahead and play that.
About a Staples thing.
Play it.
It's pretty bad when you get calls and Twitter complaints.
Yeah, go ahead and play it, and then we'll ask Brad about that other bitch that called.
It's really long. I don't know if you guys want to hear it. It's quite long.
Can you give us an edited version of it?
I have edited it down to a version that's still pretty long.
Oh, well, if we get bored, we'll tell you.
Down to, like, 10 minutes.
Well, we'll have to pause for commercial breaks every 5 minutes, but go ahead.
Do what you know your partner, dude.
All right, if you guys want me to get it, let me grab it. We'll queue it up.
Yeah, I guess you can grab it. I guess you can take your little hands and grab it. It's not a popcorn machine. It doesn't feed anything.
Actually, Rob has big hands.
She would know.
Yeah, she would know.
This lady complains on Twitter that Staples screwed up her touchpad order, so here we go.
Hello,
this is Roy. I'm with Staples Public Relations. And I'm echoing a whole hell of a lot because they have this ridiculous, like, PA system in their house, and they're playing me in, like, every fucking room.
We're notified we had an incident at one of our stores, and I was hoping I could fix the problem.
Yeah, I was placing the order yesterday with the touchpad.
Can I ask whom I'm speaking to?
My name's Stella.
Okay. Go ahead, Stella.
I placed the order, and it seems like everything went through.
Okay.
That was easy.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead. Okay. Please continue.
I had the noise.
Yeah, I was playing that was easy button through the whole call.
And as I was checking my email, nothing came in.
That was easy.
So I tried to look back into my account to see the order status. And I couldn't actually even log in into my account later.
That was easy.
Do you know how to use our website properly? Perhaps that's the problem.
I am a computer programmer.
That was easy.
Well, I just want to make sure that you do understand how to use the website properly.
Sir, do know how to use the website properly, how to place...
Hematology.
And there's no reason to get upset. I just wanted to make sure that if you needed any helpful tips of how to use our website, that I could assist you with that. I hope this wasn't the attitude that you gave at the store.
That was easy.
If you
want
to take this tone with me...
You raged.
Right now, in my house, during dinner time, I'm taking time to talk to
you. I'm not taking a tone with you.
Any attitude. Would you like to... with my husband? I did not give you any attitude.
Maybe it's best if I speak with your husband.
That was easy.
I've been listening to my wife this whole time, and she hasn't given you any kind of attitude.
All I asked your wife was if she was able to use the website properly. Perhaps there was a problem, and I could assist her with that. I'm not sure what I said to set her off, but I apologize. Let us know what we can do to correct the problem for you.
That was easy.
Okay, hang on one second.
It's Robot Rob talking into a fan.
He's like some kind of geek, and I can tell they're using some kind of internal home PA speakerphone system.
Tell them to turn off the fucking mic.
Just sometimes asking her about my SQL databases.
Sometimes they pick up the handset and I sound fine, but other times I'm just on fucking speakerphone. But the great thing was you could hear all their background conversations like this one.
That's more in the speakerphone. They got like an extra sound box back behind it.
Which I don't know, maybe because was too many users.
And blah, blah, blah. We can skip this probably.
Yeah.
Right now the system is just a little flooded with the touchpad. Obviously, now that they're no longer going to be supporting WebOS, they're at a reduced price. Everyone's just buying them up. I was able to bring up all your information. I can put an order right now for you for 50 of those.
Okay. We need just...
This is the first time I mentioned 50. She's like one. So then I tell her that it's already gone through at some point with a whole pallet, which is 50.
Oh, no.
Okay, so, like 50 of those?
So it's already done, printed off 50 of them.
2 gigabytes.
Let me double check that for you. One moment, please.
Some blah, 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 blah,
you
blah.
You said you cannot return it. Because we're getting rid of WebOS, you'll be stuck with it. That's just how it is. Oh, so you're sure you know what you want.
Is there a way for me to get back to you on that?
This is an exploding offer if you don't take the offer now. Because our regular price on our website for the 32 gigabyte is $149, and I'm going to go ahead and put in an order for you. I have all your information from when you tried to order earlier, so I'll just go ahead and put in an order for you to get 50 of those at the $120 price, because it's a really good deal, so you'll have an entire case of them just like you wanted.
I don't need a 50,
this one. This is a one-time courtesy through HP via Staples.
Blah, 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 blah.
Were you able to contact customer service earlier?
I did this morning.
Okay, and did you get any response back from them?
Not really.
Not really? What did they say to you earlier?
The lady looked up and she said she doesn't have any and she can't do anything about it.
Okay, did you go into the store?
No,
assuming?
I don't have a time to go to the store.
Oh, you said the lady looked up at you. What lady were you talking about, ma'am?
Customer service. Looked it up online, whatever.
Oh, she looked it up. She didn't look up at you. Okay, thank you for specifying. You need to be a little bit more clear. Okay, so she looked it up for you, and she said that there were no more available?
Right.
Okay.
Yada, yada, yada.
How much is a pallet?
One time. I love the one-time courtesy.
It would be 50 times the in-store price of $49.
50 units on the one pallet. I don't think he's understanding.
I keep telling her it's a pallet.
I've already put it through for you, ma'am, just as you requested.
Oh, no, my wife is so confused. How many units are you talking about?
She was requesting one pallet. A pallet contains 50 units, so that will be 50 units for her in the store.
Well, okay, she doesn't want a pallet. She wants one touchpad.
Oh, I'm sorry about the confusion. Hold on, I'll have to get one of my supervisors on the line to reverse this because we've already used your online account to set this up. So just one moment, please.
This is where I try to call all of you guys, but nobody picked up the phone, so I had to
supervise.
Go ahead and get it reversed. That's fine.
One moment, please.
You can call me on my cell phone.
This guy was really laid back about the fact that I got the charges card, $3,000.
Sir, I'm just going to get one of my supervisors on the line to reverse this.
Great, thanks.
$2,500. We can sell them, but no. Where would we put them?
What's that, Trevor?
Can they hear us?
Can who hear us?
Them. Is it recording?
This is a recording.
Oh, it's a recording.
It's a recording.
What? Yeah, it's recording
for $50.
Yeah, this is totally lighter. No,
we time traveled and we're listening live on three-way.
Okay, so they sit there and debate it for a little bit, blah, blah, blah.
Your intention of buying $50.
Okay, let's see.
Just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you. When I get my supervisor on the phone, but I just talk in the background.
Yeah, I know this marine.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Okay. Did you want to talk to us,
sir? Hello.
Hello, sir. Yeah, I was just speaking to my supervisor, Daryl. He let me know that we can't actually process refunds here in our call center. That would have to be done in the store.
Okay. Hang on a second. I'm gonna make sure I understand. So I'm going to go to the Staples, and I'm going to cancel the order for the pallet of 50 touchpads. Okay.
Exactly.
That was easy.
Okay. So I'll go do that.
That was easy.
Why don't you check on 32 gig touchpads? I just want to make sure you understand. I'm cracking up here because we had no intention of buying 50 touchpads. We had no intention. This is really weird. It's like almost surreal because... And the whole HP touchpad.
Almost like a prank.
It's literally flat cracking up.
Well, and you now have 50.
I'll make a trip to the Staples and cancel. Where would I get these? I mean, were they going to be shipped to me?
Yes, sir. They would have been shipped per the address on your account.
I'm confused. Can I talk to your supervisor?
No, he just stepped away. He just came over to inform me.
Well, I need to talk to him because you keep talking like we did this. And I'm telling you, we didn't intend to order a pallet.
Well, there was one pallet specified on your wife's order, and she said she had a problem with the system.
Well, clearly she had a problem, and the problem was your system screwed up and somehow put a...
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm here.
Why don't you talk to my wife and see if you can find her one single unit
touch to
cancel this order.
Do you want to put your wife on the
phone? Yeah, I almost sent him to Staples. He waited a little longer for his wife to talk about some other bullshit.
The phone, I'll go ahead.
I don't want to talk to the wife.
Okay. Now, is your husband going to the...
Hold on one second.
Okay. Deal with the shipping and all that stuff?
Okay. Okay. All right.
So, ma'am, did you say to your husband that you would prefer to have the pallet? Would you like me to complete the order?
No, he doesn't want to deal with it. That was supposed to be kind of a little surprise for my husband. Now it's not a surprise anymore.
It's a big surprise now.
It would be surprised if my wife ordered me 50 tablets.
You should see his eyes when he heard the word pallet.
Your order online specified one pallet.
I spoke with lady, but I didn't say the word pallet.
You must have confused her. She must have thought you meant one pallet.
I would have to be very devoted HP person to get this.
Yada, yada, yada. She talks
crying?
About it. She loves HP. She's like laughing and crying.
How much
is she?
I mean, I'm going to have a friggin' truck pull up outside with a pallet. I don't have room in my house for a pallet.
I could be happy to check in on an information for you, sir, if you'd like to know what the shipping cost is on that.
You want
to
know the shipping cost? No, we're not buying this. We're not buying. No, this is ridiculous. I don't have a time to deal with this.
I love that they're considering it.
You sound like they are. Are you sure that you didn't purchase a pallet? I mean,
I am sure I did not order a pallet. I am absolutely sure.
Now, if there's a possibility that we could get a pallet...
Are you serious? Mike, would you please get the phone?
Because... How much is shipping on it? Because I would never buy a pallet, but, I mean, if I've got 50 of them staring at me, I could sell these things.
One moment, sir. I'll be happy to check what the shipping was on that pallet. One moment, please.
If we end up stuck with it, I'll kill you.
I mean, we could sell them for $100 just taking $2,000 when you knock out shipping.
Should I cancel?
$10 in shipping on... Well, we'll charge them for shipping. Go through
the American way.
Do you know how to do that?
Go through PayPal, yeah.
Okay, you deal with it.
I don't know that I want to do that, though. This is freaking insane. I almost have to do it just because...
I know.
I have to do it.
I can just sell them.
Okay, I need you to...
This
Nina.
Is golden.
I don't want to do it. I just want to do it just to get a pallet.
Does anybody respond?
Yes, everybody's like, I'll take 6. I'll buy them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's already selling these on Twitter.
This is so gold.
$50.
I can get rid of them on Twitter.
They need to start bidding.
He's already scheming and scamming on ways to sell them.
He's getting greedy.
Hello, sir, are you there?
He's like, fuck it, I'll fucking put a second mortgage on it on the house. We'll do it.
I love this guy. I can't believe they got so pissed.
He literally stocked full of touchpads.
The website says 0.
The customer service representative that you spoke to this morning has a bit more clout, but if you are interested, the shipping rate is $402 for standard shipping.
What standard shipping? How long will it take to get to it?
Standard shipping is 5 to 7 business days, sir.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, 1 second.
This is where they finally decide.
Yeah, actually, you know what?
And what?
Okay, sir, so...
I mean, seriously.
Okay, I'll just make sure that this order goes through then. Everything will be processed according to the original customer service rep this morning.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Total with shipping, sir, for one pallet is $2,901.53.
Okay, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that to me one more time?
$2,901.53.
Okay, and that's for 52 gigabyte touchpads.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then go ahead and process it.
Excellent. Answered all of your questions this evening.
You have, yep.
Okay, thank you for contacting Staples.
That was easy.
Yep.
Hey, Rob, what was this item again?
It was the HP touchpad. You know the one? Because they're not making WebOS.
Yes,
so they're getting
the touchpad.
Everyone's buying up everywhere. Yeah, that's what they were trying to order. So they thought they were going to get a pallet.
Wow. I tried to find it, and it's not anywhere around here. I mean, I physically went to stores, could not find it.
Have they posted anything else on Twitter?
Oh, their Twitter feed is an explosion of.
Oh, hey, man. By the way, I'd like to order a pallet of touchdowns.
Here, I'll give you guys some of the better excerpts from, like, right afterwards. He starts freaking out. He's like, in case you're wondering, a pallet of touchpads is 50 units, so 50 units is $50 each. For $2,500, I'm now on the hook for them. When he thought that the order had gone through. Then he goes, and the guy can't remove the freaking order. Now 50 freaking touchpads. What the fuck am I going to do with 50 freaking touchpads?
So he's back to the fucking Japs. They're the Chinese.
Then he's like, yes, folks, I could sell them, but really, I don't have time to do it. And shipping and handling and, oh my God, no way.
Punching himself in the genitalia.
Yeah, he's like, okay, maybe I'll do this just for the experience. I really want to see a pallet of 50 touchpads actually show up at my house.
Awesome, dude.
Then at the end, he's like, okay, according to Staples, I am now the proud owner of a pallet of 50 touchpads shipping by UPS in 5 to 7 business days. But since then, they've called me back a bunch of times asking where their shit is.
You never informed them that it was actually a false order. They still think it's coming.
I don't think they
accidentally ordered them 2 pallets.
Oh, do you guys want to hear some of their like voicemails? I got one from Staples Corporate too. Staples Corporate is involved now. They've actually called me. What the hell is going on?
You're gonna get my station shut down.
Here's Staples Corporate.
Oh wait, Rob.
Corporate shit.
Rob, before we go on. Hey, Rob. Hang on.
What?
Just say it.
Brad.
Hi, Roxy.
You said something about the station getting shut down?
Yes, ma'am.
Didn't it almost get shut down today?
Did it?
What did that lady do?
Oh, yeah. She called me and kept demanding. I didn't know who it was. It came in out of area. And she kept demanding to talk to the president of Cacti Radio.
She
kept saying, no,
it was the woman that you just heard on the call. It was the wife. She was calling.
Oh, wow. No shit.
She's been calling me nonstop trying to find out what's going on because I changed the outgoing message for the prank show to hello, you've reached Roy with public relations. I'm either away from my desk or on another call.
Do your fucking homework.
This is in regard
she's
to
doing her homework, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's getting it's Roy's desk, so she kept leaving me messages saying, Roy, where's my order? Roy, can I talk to you? And then her husband started writing emails to Staples Corporate. And then Staples Corporate...
Oh, no.
Well, here's Roy talking to Staples Corporate.
Corporate office in Framingham, Massachusetts. We've been receiving emails from a particular person looking to get a hold of you. You don't work for Staples, do you?
That's awesome.
Oh, you're with Staples?
Yeah, so this person's under the impression that you work for Staples.
I have no idea. And you work for Staples, is that correct?
I work for Staples, yes.
Okay.
And this,
I'm actually kind of shitting my pants with him. Like, what the fuck is this?
Sounds like it.
I always pretend like some hacker's got a hold of my phone number.
He really does work there. He called me from his actual number later.
Yeah,
he called me a few times.
Well, they're emailing us, so I wasn't sure how to direct them. It has to do with... Well, the person's name is Mark Kapok.
Oops.
Yeah. Let's call him. Somebody get his number for me.
Are you with Staples? No. Do you have a name and a number I can call you back at? Because this comes up as unknown.
Yes, I know it's kind of rather odd. I apologize for that. Yes, my name is Michael. Last name is Swim. S-W-I-M.
Let me get a pen, okay? I'm going to write this down because it'll be weird.
Get a pen.
1 second. I'm just going to grab a... Can I order one from the front desk? Okay. Your name is Michael?
Last name is Swim, S-W-I-M-M.
Quit wasting their time, Rob.
You can reach me at 508-37. I don't know what you do, Roy, but it's a customer, I believe, of yours is contacting us, believing you work for Staples.
Oh, well, I don't know, but what was the guy's name?
Spelled C-O.
Okay, well, if I get a call from that guy, I'll... let him know, but thank you.
All right, sorry.
No problem, thanks.
He said sorry to you.
Has a guy posted anything on his Twitter account today saying something along the lines of,
We've been pranked.
Do you think it's a prank or anything?
I don't know. I think they're really pissed off.
She was very pissed off when she called me today.
Brad even forgot what he was going to tell me. It was that traumatic.
Yep.
Brad was calling me to tell me something, and he couldn't. Hey, guess what, guys?
What,
guess
Roxy?
What? I think we should hang up on everyone except Brad, Rob, and me.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
All right.
Hey, fuck you.
Bye, everyone. Say your last words.
I have a computer.
So that lady was a computer programmer. Kind of makes me think of that lady that was all like, hematology.
When me and Evie and Joe were doing a show the other day, we were trying to convince 7-Elevens that their register just received a counterfeit bill because we have GPS tracking and counterfeit bills.
Okay, so there's a language barrier. What is the most American city that we can look up right here?
What's the most American city we can look up?
Yeah, the most American city.
Are we calling 7-Elevens? Because I think you're going to get a communication barrier in 7-Eleven in any city you call. I mean, every city's got a guy that talks like this, but he works at the 7-Eleven. Is that your music or Brad's?
That's Brad's. Pseudo is now texting me, acting like Matt acts.
Is everybody
says, fuck you, eat shit, I'm actually annoyed.
Anal warts and turpentine.
I love you, Pseudo. I love you, I love you.
It's one of the perks of being a host. You can just hang up on everybody.
Yeah, you should get your own show, just like everyone else.
Who's mad?
Pseudo's mad at me.
Oh.
You guys could do the lesbian show.
Why is she mad at you?
I don't know. She said, eat shit and die, please.
She doesn't mean that. She loves you.
She was texting me. Fuck you. I'm actually annoyed. I'm offended. Whatever. What did she say? Fuck you. I said, love you. She said, eat shit. I'm actually annoyed. Pseudo hates me. I don't understand why.
She doesn't. She's just on her period.
Hey, that's not true about every time a woman is upset, okay? If that were true, Rob, you would be having a period every fucking day.
Did you ever think of that, Rob?
Yes, I did, and I do tend to bleed from my orifices a lot.
Okay. What is the most American city, Brad? What is the most American city?
Oh, I do not know, Roxy.
Oh, fuck you. We need a 7-Eleven that's not going to be, you know...
Talking like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, good fucking luck with that.
I'm going to try Cleveland, Ohio.
Did you see the YouTube video of Jen riding circles around her apartment?
No, she's doing YouTube videos now?
Yes, I think we all need to make videos of us riding our bikes in our apartments.
Why isn't it giving me a phone number on the place page? That's kind of retarded, don't you think?
It's kind of R word.
It's kind of autistic, isn't it?
It's very autistic.
We need to start using that instead.
That guy's probably listening.
He's probably listening and having a meltdown.
He's like, I know who you guys are.
Right now they're making me feel like they're going to call Child Protective Services.
Hey, come on now. He said he'd buy you a beer.
Okay, 7-Eleven.
I'm scared.
And what's the city?
You guys know someone came to my apartment the other day, and he was scared to even sit in the parking lot by himself. And that's how ghetto of a place I live in. Other people are afraid for their lives.
I'm
the most scared person in the world.
I'm going to do Germantown, Maryland, 7-Eleven. That's awful.
That's terrible.
Okay, so Germantown isn't working out. What's another city?
Just do some L.A. There's plenty of...
Oh, but there's...
Yeah, seven in
there's brown
LA.
People there.
How about Ames, Iowa? It's pretty fucking white like Xerox paper out there.
Ames, Iowa.
You might have to call a Quick Trip. I don't know if 7-Eleven exists. Okay. But it's the same thing. They were all over the straw poll. They seemed pretty white.
There's a ton of them. I just meant, like, you know, people we can't understand because of their foreign accents. I wasn't trying to be racist.
Profiling works.
Corporate 562, may I help you?
Hi, this is Paul from the corporate office.
Yes.
Our sensors just went off in your register that you accepted a counterfeit bill.
Okay.
Did you just take a bill from somebody, a large bill, and put it in the register?
Just recently I haven't. Let me ask somebody else.
Just let them know that sometimes it takes a while for these sensors to register there.
We're printing the bill reports.
1A said that we had 100 earlier.
That was it, right there?
Well, no, it's got to be in the register still. Is there any large bill, like a 10 or 20, in the register right now?
I got a couple 20s.
Can you read the serial number for one of them, and I'll tell you if that's the one that registered on the GPS that's built into it?
Okay, it's 3419.
I think that's the one. You're going to have to write void across it for me. Do you have an ink pen or a marker? Write void in big letters, and then we have to do something else. It'll just take a minute.
Okay.
You don't think we have to, do we?
Absolutely.
Write in half?
Yes, sir.
Who is this again?
This is John from the corporate office.
John from the corporate office.
You know John from the corporate office.
Just a second.
Hurry the fuck up.
This is Jason.
This is John from the corporate office with Quick Trip. We need him to write void on that $20 bill. That's one of the ones that popped up as a counterfeit when it entered the register. That's the same serial.
How did it enter the register that you know of?
We have sensors here that can detect counterfeit bills.
Where...
So,
okay.
Is he doing that right now? We need to get that done as soon as possible because you can't be handing out counterfeit bills to customers.
Sure, I know, but I don't understand where the sensor's at. Can you explain that to me?
I really don't understand the technology. I'm just kind of a corporate guy, and I just know that we have sensors here and that we're notified when a counterfeit bill goes in.
Okay, well, if it went into our safe, we have no access to that.
No, it's the 20 that he read to me. He read me the serial number.
So how would you guys know that he read you? How would you... There's
sir,
no
if you continue to argue with me, I'm going to have to ask you to go home.
Ask me to go home?
Yes. I'm going to have to ask you to go home for the night and so I can get my job done. Can you just put him on because he's more agreeable?
I'm not arguing with you. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
John, do you need me to do a formal write-up for this individual?
Well, not yet. I want him to put the other guy on the phone so we can get this taken care of and go home. But if
let me know. I'm printing the end-of-day reports. I can put it on there.
Okay.
I'm the 1A here at 562. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, we need you to write void on that bill.
Okay.
On that $20 bill. Write void in large letters right across the bill.
Okay. I sure can. I'll set it aside.
No, you have to do it right now while we're on the phone, because then there's a second step.
Can you give me a piece of paper and a pen? And what's your name, sir?
We need you to write void on the bill. Just do it without question.
He wanted to know that it's John and Roy from the corporate office.
Where's the bill?
We do have a dot matrix.
A dot matrix on what? I don't understand what scanned on it. That's what I'm trying to question here.
No,
excuse me.
Scan the metal barcode. All bills contain a metal barcode. If you hold it up to light, you can see it. And that's where we were able to register the faulty bill.
It looks like foil in there. And you're just a clerk. You're not supposed to be able
I'm
to understand things
clerk.
Like this.
Excuse me, sir. This is Stacy. I'm the manager, the night manager.
Listen, if you were a scientist, you wouldn't be working there. So just stop trying to understand things. Okay, I'm sorry, Stacy. Go ahead.
It's okay.
Wow, really?
We need you... Look, don't listen to him. He's a very disgruntled employee. Listen, we need you to go ahead and hold the bill up to the light. Do you remember the bill with the serial number that was read to us?
Yeah, I have it in my hand.
Okay, please hold it up to the light.
Yep, got it.
Okay, what do you see?
I see the watermarks on it.
Okay. Do you see any sort of indication that it's a real bill?
Yeah, do you want me to run it through the safe also, or do you want me to do a pin mark on it, or I don't understand what's going on here.
We've told you several times.
You
just write void on it. Oh my
write
God,
void on
I
it.
I did write void on it, and if you raise your voice, what is your name?
Is it a Sharpie, like, marker, or is it just pin?
What's your name, sir?
My name's John.
John, Roy, and Stacy. Oh my God.
Look, we're on the night shift. We're very, very tired. Just
sure,
put it up
I'm on,
to the light.
I'm 1A. I just put in 10 hours today, but I don't get
okay,
yelled
you
at
you know
like
what?
This.
Oh, you're so fucking
but
special.
You're not like a real
can't
person.
Even put it up to the light and look
I'm
at
what?
It. Tell me.
You're minimum
me?
Wage, so you don't have feelings.
Do you see the red bar?
I know. These guys don't even make light. What we do a year.
Wait a minute. Sir, if you put it up to the light, there will be a red bar running diagonally across the bill. Do you see it?
He's gone.
What the fuck?
That was easy.
That got a little hostile very quick. My blood pressure was rising.
I wish we did scams. It would be so easy today. Can you imagine how easy it would be to steal someone's PayPal account and eBay and everything else?
Brad, can you imagine how easy it is to call up a gas station and get the last credit card number that was ran through and purchase airline tickets with it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Should I call up
Are
another?
Are you still playing that song in the background?
Yes.
Do you have it like on a loop or something?
Of course.
I told someone to listen to the show. And he's like, I can't see where, you know, to do it. I just see something that says technical writer on it or something. I didn't realize that song had been playing during that time, the whole time.
The entire show. An hour now.
That's why it says that instead of, you know. Awesome, Brad.
Should we try and get a 7-Eleven to rip their bills?
Question of property.
Can you do it, Rob?
I think I've got enough heat on me this week.
Roxy, can you do it?
I'll try. Yeah, I'll try to do it.
I'll play Dot Matrix.
After I talk the first time, I'm going to say, I'm printing out the counterfeit report.
Okay. It's a quick trip.
Okay. The music is going to help with the call.
Quick trip, Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. This is Stacy. I'm calling from the corporate office. How are you tonight?
Not bad, you?
I'm pretty good. Actually, I have a notification. I wanted to check and see if you have received any large bills recently.
Here at the register?
Yeah, like maybe any 20s, 50s, 100s, maybe even some 10s.
Not too recently, no. I haven't.
Do you have a 20 in there?
I have some in my drawer, yeah. I just haven't received any.
Can you read off a couple of those serial numbers? Just the first 5 digits of the serial number, and I'll compare it to my report.
The first 5?
Yeah.
ILO1.
Okay, what's another one? That's not it.
Oh, II577?
No, it's not that one. Try a different one.
Alright, and then I got ID574.
Okay, that's the one. I got a notification that there was a counterfeit bill, and that's the one matching on my report.
A counterfeit?
Yes, yes. Can you take that bill out and hold it up to the light? Tell me if you see a red bar running across it.
Let's see, I've got it says USA 20.
Are you holding it up to the light? Is there a red bar going across the bill?
I don't have a red one. I have just a standard, like, watermelon, you know, that one that says, like...
There's supposed to be a red bar going across it. That must be a counterfeit. All right. We have to make sure this doesn't get given to anyone. I want you to take a marker or a pen of some kind and write void across it. And I need you to mail this back to the central office.
Okay.
We have to keep all of this in order.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Cameron.
Thank you.
But he didn't rip it in half.
He was supposed to rip it in half?
Yeah, he's got to rip the bill in half.
Oh.
I think he would have. I want to be a technical writer.
Don't get technical with me.
This is like subliminal messaging. I'm looking for a job, and I'm going to go to the wrong job. I want to be a technical writer really bad right now.
I don't want creative control.
What the hell is this song? Who does this?
They're called the Double Clicks. I saw them live in concert at a comic store.
Wow, you always have the most weird fucking music that you randomly see.
Can we get in trouble for getting serial numbers off of 20s?
Not if it's only... No!
I wouldn't think so, because they're already in circulation.
167, this is Vincent.
It was Roy, but my name's Stacy. We're both on the line here. We just got an alert that there was some sort of large bill that you just accepted. Did you just accept a large bill? Maybe a 20, a 50, or a 100?
20.
You just got a 20?
Yeah.
Can you hold it up to the light and tell me if you see a red bar running across it? An invisible red bar?
I just dropped one into the machine, so I wouldn't know about that one.
Oh, shit. Do you have any in the register?
Nope.
Do you have any ones in the register? It could even be a one.
I have a lot of ones right now, and I have a customer.
No, yeah, fuck the customer. You have to pick up the first one on the top. It was probably that one. It's usually the last bill that's entered into the tray. Now, if you hold it up to the light, see if there's a red bar in it.
An invisible red bar that you won't see.
If it's got a red bar, then it's a counterfeit bill, and you need to write void on it.
If it doesn't have a red bar.
If it doesn't have a red bar?
Yeah, if it doesn't have a red bar, because it's invisible. But if it's visible, that means it's not a counterfeit, and it's fine. But if you can't see anything, then it's a counterfeit, and you got to write void on it.
No.
You don't see a red bar in there? Yeah, so that's a fake. You got to write void on it. You got to put that aside in an envelope, and then you'll have your manager send it to the corporate office. Or if it's only a $1 bill, it might be a waste, because you got to waste 43 cents. You probably just toss that one out.
I would just write void on the entire stack of ones if somebody gave you more than one at a time.
Yeah, I guess they could all be counterfeit. You can just put them in your shoe and walk home with them.
Bye.
Are you putting them in your shoe now?
$1. A counterfeit $1 bill. I feel so high right now, and I'm not. Oh my god, I swear, prank calls. Oh man.
They're chickens for the soul.
When that dude broke up with me, I don't even remember his name anymore. I was so sick, and I was so upset, and I did prank calls, and I felt better, and I actually started eating food again.
They're therapeutic.
Isn't that crazy? Prank calls are like some sort of...
opium.
Yeah. It's like a drug. I'm getting high off this shit right now.
No, it's like opium, not a drug.
They're my morphine.
Just like pot. Pot's not a drug. I really want to be a technical writer.
We all do.
It's my dream.
Don't get technical with me.
Nope. Hi. My name's Stacy. We are calling because we got an alert. We are in the corporate office right now. Let me print the report. Hold on. Are you busy tonight, sir?
No.
Did you recently accept a large bill?
A large bill?
No. Maybe a 100, a 50?
No.
A 20?
I'd received the 4 fives, but that's just 4 fives.
4 fives all at the same time?
Yeah.
That was probably it.
They'll add up to a 20.
Okay.
Wow. You're a smart ass, Roy. Roy, I'm sorry. We're really tired. It's a night shift. Can you take those fives? Are they still in your drawer?
No.
They're not? You dropped them already?
Yeah, just keep ones.
It could be the ones. You know what? You can just take those ones home with you because they're all counterfeit.
It could be 20 ones.
Okay. You can just take them home with you or throw them out or whatever you want to do with them. They're yours because they're no good. They're Monopoly money.
Okay, but how is this corporate and telling me to do something like that?
We get notification because of the serial numbers on the actual bills. Those have a magnetic strip in them that report to us when you put it in the register. The magnets in the register actually report to us via a GPS.
Don't question how we do things here, because it's above your level of thinking.
I really don't need to just explain this to you. You're just a lowly employee.
It's way above your pay grade, man. You would not understand. So just go ahead and take those out of the drawer and set them aside. And
there's a reason you make minimum wage.
Put void on each one of them. And tell your manager you did a good job and ask for a commendation. End of story. All right?
Actually, take the first 20 ones because it shows up that it's $20. So I don't know if it were those four fives or if it were 20 ones. It's probably 20 ones because it wouldn't notify us if you already dropped it.
If you already dropped
it, it would tell us before you dropped it.
Find something in the store, just an object, like, you know, just things around the store that add up to $20.
You can get chips if you want to.
And smash it all. No, not food. Just stuff, like parts off of Slurpee machines and stuff. As long as you think it would cost $20, then smash it.
And put that in the register.
Okay. I'm not part of corporate anymore.
We're just joking around with you.
No, we'll hold. Just do all this.
Oh, I know you were. I didn't take any of this serious.
Yeah, oh, good.
Sure
you're
did.
Not retarded.
You don't have
Maybe
autism.
He's just autistic.
No, I just
have a meltdown.
I think it's time to slash quit.
Slash quit. Good night, everyone.
I wish this channel was like suicide. Once you quit, you can't ever go back.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Oh, God, everything's funny. I didn't know you guys would laugh at that.
Everything's awesome tonight.
Wow. Is anybody doing any drugs tonight, or is this all pure just life?
I cannot confirm nor deny that.
Rob?
I heard Rob pop open a can of something earlier.
I'd like to plead the Fifth Amendment.
A can of drugs?
Yes.
We should tell these people they're hiding a can of drugs. We saw it on the camera.
Okay, are you going to or am I?
Rob.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy with the corporate office.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, we have a report this evening that there was some narcotics being stored in the store. Is that correct?
Some what?
Drugs. There were drugs being stored under the counter in the store.
Okay, so why don't you come back into me today when everybody's here and you can talk to them?
No, we heard that you put drugs under the counter.
I did?
Yes.
What store are you calling?
Calling your store.
He's too drugged up to even talk.
You sound high. I'm going to have to ask that you leave your post and go home.
What?
You're going to have to just go ahead and leave your post and go home. Lock up the store and just leave.
Okay.
Do you understand? This is the corporate office.
Huh?
Corporate office.
What's that supposed to mean to me?
It means we sign your paychecks, Dick Nick.
I don't understand what you're talking about. Why don't you come in during the day and talk to somebody?
Because during the day, you're not going to be high anymore. You need to go home now while you're still high.
You say what?
You need to go home while you're still high.
You're not supposed
Who's
to...
high?
You're high.
Who are you talking to?
You, idiot.
What store are you calling?
Yours.
You don't even know who you are. That's how high you are. You need to go
home. Yeah, I'm high. Come back during the day and talk to somebody.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've been doing drugs. We've had several...
You said what?
We've had several reports that you've been doing drugs.
Who are you?
I'm Roy from the corporate office.
Right from the what?
Corporate office. You know the people who own the company you work for?
No, I don't.
What company do you work for?
The people who own the company I work for will come during the day. I'll call the cops and tell the cops to come and talk to me here.
Hey, we don't call during the day if you're high at night, sir.
Well, why don't you call the cops and come here and tell the cops to come in here?
Because that would be really, really bad for our public
image. For your what?
For the public image. If people knew our employees were high.
Oh, please. Why don't you come in here?
Because we're
Hey, why don't you just shut up, sir, and hang up the phone? Just fuck you, hang up the phone.
Why don't you shut up?
No, you shut up.
Sir,
you answered the phone. You hang it up.
Sir, you're fired.
Fired. Hang up the phone. Go home.
You've been officially fired by the corporate office. You need to just go ahead and put your apron on the counter and walk home.
We need you to turn off the breakers in the back room.
You need to go ahead and shut everything off, lock up, and walk home.
Turn off the lights.
Hang the fuck up.
Just walk home. Don't even drive.
If you have a car, don't drive it. Just go home. Walk.
You forfeit
your head down to the ground.
You forfeit your car to the corporate office.
We're taking your car.
It's payment.
Somebody on Tiny Chat says I need to post the video to the Technical Writer song by the Double Clicks, but I can't find it. I know it's there because they do videos to everything.
Brad, you're terrible. You get people all addicted to Rappy McRapperson, and now everyone wants... At first, everyone hated the song, but you've played it so much that people are starting to like it.
They have a website where you can order their album, and I actually paid for the album.
Oh, God.
And I don't know what their website is, but if you Google it, you'll find it.
It's amazing how much people can accomplish by using Google. Like the rabbi I called today, and he was a Twitter complainer, and he hung up immediately, and then he called back 5 seconds later. He's like, is this the prank show? I'm like, yep. He's like, fuck you.
I looked up Brad's phone number today, and it said something like, these people call and say they're from customer service and try to get your sensitive information. It's like, you're an idiot. It's a fucking prank show. Look it up. Cool story, bro, huh?
I loved your story. Exactly. That was the best story ever.
Brad?
What?
What did you learn today?
That I want to be a technical writer.
Rob, what did you learn today?
People are incredibly gullible, and they leave their information all over the net.
I think it's time to go.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to the fun phone prank show.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Have a good night.